兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
有一个教会的牧者。
There is a minister.
那他牧会呢也蛮成功的。
And he has a great ministry.
所以呢每一次呢教会聚会的人数就不停的往上成长。
So from his ministry, the people of his church keep growing.
可是呢虽然牧会很成功。
But even though he had a great ministry,
还是有很多令他头痛的事。
There are still a lot of things that give him headaches.
他说牧会里面最头痛的一件事情。
And he has the one thing that gives him the biggest headache.
就是很多的信徒告诉他说他们为什么不上教会。
And it's that when a lot of believers tell him why they don't come to church.
常常有弟兄姊妹就跟他分享。
A lot of brothers and sisters will share with him.
有某某姐妹、某某弟兄在那里。我不能够专心敬拜。
And he said, it's because of that sister, or it is because of that brother, I cannot focus.
所以我不想去教会了。
So that's why I don't come no more.
看到那个人做出那样的动作，我真的很不喜欢。
And when I see that guy does that gesture, I really don't like it.
所以我也不想上教会。
So that's why I don't want to come.
那这牧者刚刚就说，刚开始的时候听到这些理由呢，他都满怀热忱去解释，不要因为这些理由不要来教会。
So in the first few times when the minister heard about these complaints, he would try to convince them that it is God that they came for.
可是日子久了之后呢，他发现好像他这么热情的去解释，这些人还是不来教会。
But after many tries, he realized that people still don't listen to him.
因为太多太多的理由让他们不来敬拜。
Because there are just so many reasons they don't want to come to church.
所以慢慢慢慢，弟兄姊妹在跟他讲不上教会的时候。
So slowly, when other brothers and sisters complained to him why they don't want to come.
那这个牧者呢，他就一脸严肃的表情。
Then that minister will give them a serious look.
他再也不讲任何的话。
And he will not say anything.
那等他说完之后
，and after the complaint is over，
他就说弟兄或是姐妹
，and then the minister would say brother or sister，
我会为你祷告
，I will pray for you，
会为你祷告，让你明白上教会的充分理由是什么
，I will pray so that you understand the reason why we come to church。
弟兄姐妹，我们今天把时间分别出来敬拜主
，brothers and sisters， today we set apart this time to worship our Lord。
我们上教会最充分的理由就是在这里有神他自己做我们的主。
We come to the church for one good reason, is that the Lord is our Savior.
所以我们就把我们的时间分别出来，在这里聚精会神的敬拜主。
So that's why we set apart this time to come to meet our Lord.
在教会里面也有许多特别的聚会。
And I think that there are many special meetings in our church.
一年一年呢，这些聚会都在那里。
And year by year, those special meetings are always there.
弟兄姊妹也不断的在推动这样的聚会。
And brothers and sisters, we try to promote and push these meetings.
不但是因为聚会好，我们邀请弟兄姊妹参加。
Not only because that these are great meetings that we want you to all.
另外一个原因是我们分别这样的时间在外面一起聚集的时候。
But the main reason is that when we set apart this time together.
我们更相信我们所分别的时间出来在那里我们可以遇见主。
And we believe that this time that we set apart, we will get to meet the Lord.
所以去参加特会最充分的理由是什么？
So what is the best reason to attend a special conference?
就是我们知道我们在那里会遇见主。
Is that we know that when we go, we'll meet the Lord.
如果我们没有这样的一个思想，
If you don't believe in that,
那去到那里呢实在也是浪费我们的时间。
Then even if you make it to the conference, you're
wasting time. 是的，我们可以说去那里是浪费我们的时间。
Yes, I could say that if you don't have that thought, you're wasting your time.
所以我们不去。
So then just don't go.
可是弟兄姊妹真的让我们在主的面前找到一个充分的理由我们去聚会。
So brothers and sisters, let us find this one reason to go to church.
那在两个礼拜就是我们报名截止的时间。
It is just two more weeks until the deadline.
希望弟兄姊妹都能够为这特会祷告。
So hope that brothers and sisters will pray for our conference.
我们一起上到山上，我们为聚会。
So that when we get to the mountain top, we will worship.
我们在那里亲近主。
We will get closer to the Lord.
今年的特会的主题是那个末后时代的得胜者。
Today our topic for the summer conference is the victory of the overcomers.
我们一起上去领受神的信息。
Let us all go and get this message.
好吗？我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，每一个主日早晨，我们来到你的面前。
And each of the Sunday morning, we come to you.
主啊，我们都知道你的恩典够我们用。
And we know that your grace is sufficient for us.
我们也知道我们是不配的人。
And we also know that we are unworthy.
这就是为什么我们需要一再来到你跟前的理由。
And that's why we have to time and time again come back to you.
知道主耶稣一次一次能够用你那宝贝的血洗净我们。
Because we know that Jesus time and time again you wash it with your blood.
主啊，知道你要做成你的工作在我们身上。
Until your work on us is done.
我们心里就喜乐。
Then we will be joyful.
主，我们感谢在赞美你。
So Lord, we thank you and praise.
早晨我们在这里敬拜你。
This morning we come to worship.
能愿意主你来洁净我的口。
And we ask that Lord, you will cleanse.
啊，好像你的话语能够出来。
So that your words will come out.
我们众人一起得到激励。
And all of us will be encouraged.
一起走我们前面的路。
And to walk forward.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，早晨在这里分享一个信息的主题。
This morning, our topic
就是让基督做主的生命，让基督做主的生命。
Let Christ be the Lord's life.
我们的生命里面怎么样让基督来做我们的主
？How do we let Christ be our Lord?
那我们之前呢，我们从路德记我们来思想。
From the book of Ruth, we studied.
那今天开始呢，我的交通的部分会着重在以斯帖记。
And then from today on, I'm going to start on the book of Esther.
所以呢，从路德记呢，我们看到一个不离不弃的顺服。
From the book of Ruth, we see the disciplines of following.
我们可以看到路德怎么样顺服他的长辈，就是婆婆拿俄米。
We see how Ruth is following the mother-in-law Naomi.
所以呢，拿俄米在他的生活里面呢，好像是一个。在属灵上就好像是主在那里带领他一样。
So Naomi, in the spiritual world, is like the Lord that is leading the follower.
所以呢，路德呢就顺从他的长辈。
So Ruth is following her elder.
在可以选择的婚姻生活里面。
In the marriage where she had a choice.
她因着顺服。
Because of her discipline.
所以我们看到呢，就从她带出一个一脉相传永立的新约。
Because she follows what Naomi asked, now her bloodline has an eternity.
那这个新约呢，是一个更美的盟约，以至于我们现在每一个基督徒都能够享受得到。
And from that, there is a new covenant that we now all share.
那我们要今天开始来思想以斯帖记。
And now today we're going to focus on the book of Esther.
我们想到一个更深的爱。
In the book of Esther, we will see the deeper love.
所以呢，从以斯帖的身上呢，我们可以看到一个至死忠心的顺服。
So from the book of Esther, we will learn a discipline to death.
也是一样呢，他顺服一个长辈。
It is also a loyalty to an elder.
就是他的叔叔莫迪改。
The uncle, a Mordecai.
在这样的一个顺服的生活里面。
And in this life of discipline.
他进到一个他不能够选择的婚姻生活之中。
He got into a marriage not by choice.
因着他自己的顺服
But it is because of her discipline
就从他的身上带出一个民族生命永续的救恩
She would brought over the salvation for her whole tribe
好像整个犹太民族就因着他
So it is now the whole tribe because of her
因着他愿意至死顺服
Because she is willing to be disciplined
所以整个民族就得到一个更深的救恩
And from that her whole tribe now receive salvation
那在这里呢有一个更深的爱情
And in this book we will see this deeper love
因为他知道他爱他的民
Because she knows that she loves her people
所以什么是顺服呢
So what is to be disciplined
所以我们在教会一讲到顺服
So whenever we talk about being disciplined
其实做弟兄的马上就神经很敏锐
Then the brothers will be alarmed
就盼望说啊讲台上讲的一定就是妻子要顺服先生
They will think about it is the wife that has to be obedient to the husband
其实这样的道理我们常常是讲的啦
But then I think that's just a saying that we usually
use. 可能对姐妹而言，哎呀，又要讲顺服。
But then when the sister hear about it, they'll say, "Oh no, not obedience again."
怎么不多讲一点怎么爱妻子的道理，不更好吗
？How about we don't talk about how the husband should love their wife?
其实这样的道理我们也不少讲。
But I tell you that we always talked about those too.
所以呢，今天我们就是借着交通路德记跟以斯帖记，我们有一个发现。
So let us today, through the book of Ruth and Esther, let us recognize.
其实呢，这一个顺服的生命呢，并不是进到婚姻中才有开始。
That the life of obedience does not only exist in marriage.
其实这个顺服的生命，这样的一个特质，是在我们做基督徒的时候就应该开始。
And in fact, the life of obedience should shine through as a Christian.
所以不管我们的年龄层在哪一个层次，
So it doesn't matter what age you are.
那个顺服的生命就在我们的里面。
The life of obedience should be on you.
所以对于我们进到婚姻生活里面的时候，我们也有那样一个特质在那里。
For those that are married, we should also show a life of obedience.
即便我们不走入婚姻的生活里面，那一个顺服的生命特质还在那里。
Even though we're not married, our life of obedience should still show.
所以因着基督徒这样的一个顺从的生命在那里的时候，
So as an obedient Christian,
我们的家庭、我们的邻里、我们的本族本民，我们就为他们带来祝福。
In our family, in our spirits, in our tribes, we would bring forth blessings.
所以这个顺服呢，不单单只是在家庭的关系里面而已。
So being obedient is more than just being in your family.
这个顺服的关系乃是在我们的生命里面。
But being obedient should be every part of your life.
我们彼此都要一起顺服在基督的领带之下。
And to each other, we should all be obedient to Christ.
因着我们让基督做主。
So let Christ be our Lord.
我们的教会，我们的生活才会蒙神的祝福。
Then our church and our family will be blessed.
因着让基督做主，我们才能够从神得恩赐。
And through letting Christ be our Lord, then we will receive our gifts.
所以不是顺服，不是因为结了婚才要顺服。
To be obedient is much more than being obedient after marriage.
顺服是因为我们都是神的儿女，所以我们学习在这样的生命上有一些的长进。
To be obedient and disciplined before Christ so that we may grow.
所以我们众人都是在这里学习顺从元首基督。
So let all of us be obedient to the head who is Christ.
所以这个顺服的生命就让我们在学习上面，在工作上面，在婚姻上面，在家庭上面有一个对的位置。
So let this life of obedience lead us in our work, in our school, in our family.
有一个蒙福的地位在那里。
To let us understand that we are in a blessed position.
如果没有这样的一个生命，
without the life of obedience,
我们基督徒的生活常常有许多的问号。
Then as Christians, we live our life in question marks.
所以呢，尤金彼得森呢，他在这里就提到一件事情。
So Eugene Peterson said this.
他说呢，基督徒呢，今天所需要的顺服。
He said that the obedience of Christians
是那样站立呢，能不移的有那种站立不移的力量。
It should be a force that can make you stand firm.
并且呢，有那种充满盼望跃动的那种意愿。
It should also bring over a lot of encouragement and excitement.
那一个基督徒呢，他要知道什么的时候呢，他需要站立的稳。
And as this obedient Christian, he knows when to stand firm.
什么时候呢，他应该去跳跃。
And when to jump up.
所以呢，当基督徒准确的知道神的作为的时候。
So when Christians truly understand God's doing.
他们对神的应许能够充满活泼盼望的时候，
And now in them they have hope in God's promise.
在那样一个时机里面的顺服才是合神心意的一个顺服。
And this is obedience that according to God's will.
所以透过路德记，我们看到在路德的身上，他就有那种承接主应许充满跳跃的那种盼望在那里。
So from the book of Ruth, we see how she has the obedience and faith, and she knows when to jump and follow God's order.
可是呢，我们可以接着呢，我们要从以斯帖的身上看到他怎么样准确的按着神的作为为主站立的稳。
And then now in the book of Esther, we will understand and know the obedience of Esther when to stand firm.
我们先来读以斯帖记第一章一到八节。
So let us read the book of Esther, chapter 1, 1 through 8.
在节目单上也有，在荧幕上也有，我们一起来读。
Verse 1 through 8.
亚哈随鲁作王，从印度直到古时，统管127省。亚哈随鲁王在苏珊城的宫登基，在位第三年，为他一切首领臣服设筵席，有波斯和马代的权贵，就是各省的贵胄与首领在他面前。他把他荣耀之国的丰富威严的尊贵给他们看了许多日子，就是180日，这日满了， 这为所有苏三城的大小人民在寺院的园子里设宴席七日，有白色、绿色、蓝色的帐子，用细麻绳、紫色绳从银环内系在白玉石柱上，有金银的长榻摆在红白黄黑玉石铺的石地上，用金器皿赐酒，器皿各有不同，御酒甚多，独显王的后裔喝酒有力，不准勉强人。兵王吩咐宫里的一切臣宰，让人各随己意。
弟兄姊妹，当我们读了这一段经文之后，
Brothers and sisters, after we read these verses,
我们知道这里有一个尊贵的国王。
We see that there is this king.
这一位王呢，就是波斯的君王
，the king of Persia,
亚哈水鲁王
Ahasuerus。
那我们看到呢，当这几节的描述呢，他在那里设宴摆设宴席。
And in these couple verses, we see that the banquet is being held.
在那里描述他的国度怎么样的一个广阔。
And it describes how his kingdom is so huge.
所以呢，从印度到伊索比亚有127省。
It is from India to Ethiopia over 127 provinces.
好像呢，在位第三年的时候，借着一个隆重的国庆。
It is in his third year through this banquet.
所以首领、臣仆、权贵、领袖都来到他的面前。
All the army officers, all the nobles came to this banquet.
这些人聚在一起的时候，好像在这个国王的身上，他知道他的国度是一个泱泱丰盛的大国。
And when they all come to this banquet, the king gets to show the greatness of his kingdom.
那国度丰富荣耀，国王有威严尊贵。
And he displayed the riches of his royal glory.
一切美好的事物让众民看了180天。
And the splendor of his great majesty for 180 days.
那他这位国王厚待百姓。
And this king gave a banquet.
最后七天的时候呢，特别让这个苏三城里面的大小百姓都能够一同来欢乐。
In the last 7 days for all the people who were present at the citadel in Susa.
所以借着经文呢，我们也可以看到，在那个聚会的场地，哇，五颜六色，色彩缤纷。
And we'll see that this is a great banquet.
丰盛的酒席让宾客畅饮。
Filled with food and wine for his guests.
像每个人来到这个聚会的地方都非常的欢乐。
So everyone came to this banquet were joyful.
所以如果我们若是把那个台湾的国旗歌稍微改一下。
So if we change the national anthem or the flag song of Taiwan.
国旗歌开始呢就讲到山川壮丽。
At the beginning of the song, it would say that all the three armies would stand up.
物产丰隆。
And then all the supplement is abundant.
炎黄子孙。
And all the children of kings.
东亚称雄。
Will be called heroes of the Pacific.
练了一到八节之后，
After you read verse 1 through 8,
我们可以这样讲，山川壮丽，这个一样的。
We will say that all of us will stand up.
物产丰隆，这个也是一样的。
And all our supplies is in abundance.
可是呢，这是波斯子孙。
But it is now the people of Persia.
西亚称霸。
They will call themselves kings in his area.
所以呢，我们如果要拍一部电影的话，一定很好拍哈。这个
，So if we try to make this in a movie, we will know exactly how to film it.
整个的景色怎么样扣人的心弦呢
？How do we put forth the background to show the greatness？
60秒之后
，And after 60 seconds，
很自然的带到一个女主角的面前。
Then you will now focus on the main female lead.
哇，这个女主角花颜悦色
，This beautiful leading role，
容貌俊美
，How she is glorious，
美得让人不能呼吸啊
，How so beautiful that it will leave us breathless。
在她旁边的这个伺候她的女子，上上下下不计其数
，And then there will be many servants serving her。
美艳无人可夺
，And her beauty will take us breathless。
所以当这位女子一出场的时候
，And when this female role appear，
我们都知道她是王后来的
，And we know that she must be the queen。
所以呢，当我们从第九节继续的看下去的时候
，So now if we start reading from verse 9 and on，
我们知道这位国王有一位美若天仙的王后在那里。
We see that we have this beautiful queen being there。
所以王后缓缓的步行出去。
And then this beautiful queen starts walking out.
就在国王摆设宴席的时候，她也没有闲着。
And then when the king is holding his banquet, she is not an idol.
同样的, 她也设宴招待这些贵妇团。
At the same time, she also set up a banquet for all the ladies.
所以呢, 就在一切就绪的时候,
so when everything is now ready,
那王后举杯起来要敬这些贵妇的时候,
the queen raised up her cup to raise to the ladies.
突然间呢, 就有一位太监来了。
And then all of a sudden, an eunuch showed up.
在那举杯的时候,
just when she raised up her glass,
好像我们看电影所有的配乐都停下来了。
Just like in a movie, we see that now the music stopped. 画面就停在那里。 And then the camera focused on her.
在安静的场所里面突然来了一个声音。
And in this quiet time, all of a sudden, a voice came forth.
圣旨到!
The eunuch who said that the king has spoken.
国王有令。
The king has spoken.
请王后以斯帖戴上冠冕,
we want the queen to put on her crown.
来到国王面前,
to come forth to the king.
让众人欣赏王后的美貌,
so that all can gaze at your beauty.
哎呀, 这个时候呢, 圣经上说,
and then here in the Bible it says there are seven eunuchs that asked to invite the queen.
也有解经书上说是七次呢去邀请王后。
Or maybe someone would explain that it is seven times that the king asked for the queen.
所以就在举杯的时候第一位太监来了。
So it is when the queen who raised up her glass, the first eunuch came by.
那王后听到就是说不去。
And the queen said, no, not now.
我们继续喝。
I will continue my banquet.
喝第二杯的时候,
and when she drank and raised her glass the second time, the second eunuch came forth.
不去,
no, not now.
第二杯继续喝,
and then she finished her second glass.
所以呢, 喝到第七次的时候,
it is on the seventh time.
她看她说,
and she said that, no, I don't want to go.
说了七次不去,
she said seven times that I don't want to go. Why are you still asking me?
大声到一个程度,
and she raised up her voice.
好像在远处的国王都听到有雷在那里响,
even the king from afar heard her.
哎呀, 这个国王, 想到有七次, 邀请七次都还不来,
and then the king thought about, I asked for you seven times.
兄弟们, 我不知道, 如果你是国王的话, 你会有怎么样的心情?
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you were the king, what would you have done?
那今天呢, 可能是因为波斯文化的习俗,
today, maybe it is because of the tradition of the land of Persia.
国王呢, 跟王后呢, 他们分别摆设筵席。
The king and the queen, they held separate banquets.
他们招待他们自己喜欢的宾客。
And they invite their own guests.
但是呢, 这里呢, 都有一个相同的心态。
But here, they have the same mindset.
也是国王, 不管是国王也好, 王后也好,
doesn't matter if it's the king or the queen,
他们都想在众人的面前, 把他们那个最好的一面来呈现出来,
is that before their own guests, they want to show their best.
所以呢, 对国王来讲,
so for the king,
所有最好的事物都已经摆设出来了,
all of his great things are already shown.
就在最后七日里面,
and in the last 7 days of the banquet,
最后一日这个闭幕典礼的上面,
on the last day on the closing ceremony,
他突然想到, 啊, 还有一个东西还没有拿出来给大家看,
he thought about that, I still have one great thing to display.
我的妻子是今世最美的妻子,
is that my wife is the most beautiful woman in the world,
一定要让大家好好的欣赏,
and I must display her.
同样的,
at the same time,
王后呢, 瓦实底,
for Queen Vashti,
她也想到她有一个最棒的先生,
she also thought about how she has a great husband.
就是因为她有那么棒的先生, 今天这些贵妇团才能参加她的设宴。
And it is because of this great husband, she can also hold her banquets for the ladies.
所以呢, 一个宴席下来呢, 她也是在那里, 真的就是展现, 她因为有了这位国王, 所以她今天的地位。
So in her banquets, she is also displaying how she is raised because of her husband.
所以呢, 两个人呢, 都是同样的心态,
so both of them actually have the same mindset.
就是他们要把他们那个最好的展现出来,
is that they want to display the best.
可是在一个国度里面,
but in one kingdom,
只有一个国王,
there's only one king.
只有一个王后,
there's only one queen.
究竟要听谁的呢?
So who is the one in charge?
所以呢, 接下来所有曲折的剧情,
so then after this, all the things that happen after,
都在那个听我的主轴上来发展,
it started with, listen to my command.
要听王, 国王的呢?
Are we going to listen to the king?
要听王后的呢?
Are we going to listen to the queen?
那今天呢, 在那里, 我们看见, 有一个生命在那里,
so today, let us learn about our life.
就是我这样的一个生命在那里,
is my life.
一个魂的生命在那里,
a soul life.
其实每一个魂的生命呢, 都想要做主,
each soul life wants to claim
king. 每一个生命在那里都想要做王,
and each pro-life want to be their own king.
所以呢, 不管是国王亚哈水鲁也好, 王后瓦斯提也好,
doesn't matter if it's the king of Hazareth or queen of Washiti.
当他们顺从这个魂生命的时候,
when they want to follow their soul life,
他们都想在那里做主,
they want to call their own shots.
他们都想在他们的宴席上面, 把他们那样一个做主人的地位彰显出来。
In their own banquets, they want to show that they are the owner.
好像所有的名人政要都可以看得到。
So all the nobles will know.
那我们提到这位国王呢, 当然我们可以折射到我们家庭里面。
And when we look at King Ahasuerus, we could look at our own family.
我们可以看到一个做丈夫的, 好像在家里面呢, 他就有那样一个做王的命在那里。
Just like as the husband, they thought that they are the king of the house.
我是国王, 在家里面我最大。
In my house, I am the king.
就好像亚哈水鲁一样。
Just like Ahasuerus.
在家里我有权我有势。
In my house, I have the power.
所有人都要听我的。
Everyone in my house shall listen to me.
妻子要听我的, 儿女要听我的。
My wife shall listen to me, my children shall listen to me.
今天我们有这样的生活都是我的。
Today, our family lives like this because of me.
我们看看亚哈水鲁王到底好不好。
And then let's look at Ahasuerus. If he was a great king, I think he may be a great king.
虽然脾气比较不好一点,
even though he may have a hot temper.
可是呢,
but we see that he was indeed a great king. So if we look at a family, a lot of times the husband may be a great husband. He may be a great husband. Maybe he had a little temper.
可是呢,我们论到这个王后,
瓦斯提的时候, but now if we look at the queen, Queen Vashti,
也可以折射到我们的家庭里面,
we should also look at her in the perspective of a family.
同样的一个做妻子的,
as a wife,
在家里呢, 她有做王后的命,
in the family, she is the queen.
国王爱她是理所当然的,
the king shall love his queen.
爱她的时候呢, 让她觉得, 哇, 真的是三千宠爱在一身,
and when he loves her, she should feel that she has all his attention.
可是呢, 国王不爱的时候,
but when the king does not love his wife,
啊, 突然就觉得好像失势了, 被打入冷宫,
then all of a sudden this wife will thought that she is no longer being loved.
那身为王后就不能够设宴, 摆带宾客吗?
Now as the queen, she should have the right to hold her own banquet.
其实为了公平起见, 她当然能够做这些的事情。
And in fact, just to be fair, of course she can hold her own counter.
你亚哈水鲁可以做, 我王国, 这个王后怎么不能做?
If Ahasuerus can hold a banquet, why not Vashti?
难道我们妇人就是被忽略的一群吗?
Should the female be put aside?
弟兄姊妹, 这187天过了。
Brothers and sisters, after this 187 days,
美好的时光来到最后,
and all the good times are gone,
就在这个闭幕典礼上面,
at the closing ceremony,
国王就想炫耀他的妻子,
the king wanted to display his wife.
这个妻子呢, 也想炫耀他自己,
and the wife wants to display herself.
所以只是因为小小一件事情,
just because of this one little thing,
不过是请夫人出来给大家看一下,
all is that the husband wants to display his wife.
让人看看, 也没有什么不好的,
and then it's not a great thing to display your wife.
可是我就不知道过去这半年的时间里面,
but I don't know in that past 187 days, if the king actually spent time to take care of his wife.
为什么特别在平常的日子不把他邀请出来, 就是在最后闭幕典礼的那一刻一定要他出来。
Why throughout that half a year he never asked for his wife, but only at the last day he asked for her.
平常的日子没有好好的爱这个王后，为什么在那样一个时刻才想到我要好好的爱她？
In all those days he never paid attention to her, but on that one particular day he wants to display her.
可是那一天呢，可能王后呢，她心里也不太高兴。
Maybe that day the queen was not happy.
平常你叫我去我就去。
If you ask for me on all the days,
平常你叫我走我就走。
If you ask me to come, I come. If you ask me to go, I go.
今天我同样也有那么一个重要的宴席。
Today, don't you know that I have my own banquet?
你也不顾顾我的面子, 你叫我去。
Why don't you think for me? Why you ask for me?
发了七次的这个圣旨来叫我去。
And you have to ask the eunuchs to come to me 7 times?
啊, 你叫我的面子。 往哪里放?
How do I lose face in front of my people?
那国王也是一样, 我发了七次的圣旨给你, 你还不来?
And on the other side of the coin, the king asked for the queen 7 times.
哎呀, 你叫我的面子, 往哪里去放?
Now I must be losing face in front of my guest.
其实都是小事,
but I tell you, this is such a little thing.
如果我们愿意放下自己,
if you are willing to deny our pride,
很多时候就能够过得去,
a lot of times then we'll just get through.
这个都是 属世的属魂的一个表现。
And then this, the pridefulness is just a flesh, our natural self.
因为就是不是基督徒的家庭。
because that is not a Christian's family.
这样去做的时候, 都, 事情都很容易,
when you do things like that, I tell you, we'll get through.
可是就在整个庆典要结束了,
but it is at the closing ceremony.
这个王后说什么都不去,
the queen would refuse to go.
所以呢，我们看到一件事情。
So then we see this is what.
所以在箴言28章14节的时候说到。
So in Proverbs 28:14.
当存敬畏的心。
When the people are in awe.
便为有福。
They will be blessed.
心存刚硬的。
The one that have a heart of stone.
必陷在祸患里。
They will be trapped in woe.
其实在这样的一个时刻，王后如果还有一个敬畏国王的心。
I tell you, if that time, if the queen has the respect for the king,
让国王有一点的喜悦,
and just deny herself for a bit and follow the king's order, then I tell you that this banquet will end in a great note.
不要因为国王一再的吩咐,
not just because the king keeps giving the same commands.
其实呢, 平日在朝中呢, 国王讲什么, 你不听都没关系。
Maybe during the regular days, when the king asks for something, you can refuse him.
可是在那一天国王要面子的时候,
but on that day, when the king really needed you,
你还是不听,
you still disobey his order.
就让他陷在祸患里面,
then he will be trapped in woe.
其实呢, 在平常的日子, 国王也可以不计较,
and maybe in those regular days, the king would not think much of it.
可是呢, 在这样的日子, 他就计较起来,
but it is on that particular day that he was offended.
王后你敬酒不吃吃罚酒。
And he said, Queen, why do you disobey my commands?
所以在他的里面呢, 他就动怒起来。
And in the king, now the king is angry.
圣经说心如火烧。
And the Bible described that he is burning with fire.
所以呢, 在箴言20章第二节的时候讲到,
so in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 2,
it says, 特别提到, 王的威吓如同狮子吼叫,
is that the command, the yowling of the king is like a lion's roar.
惹动他怒的是害己命,
whoever makes these lions angry, they're giving away their lives.
也不就是一个小事情吗?
Well, isn't it just a small thing?
有什么好生气的呢?
Why is the king so angry?
真的, 一个小事情不值得生气。
In fact, I tell you, yes, we should not be angry for little things.
但是面子挂不住啊。
But I tell you, you don't want to lose face.
所以呢, 怒火中烧。
So then that's how the temper started.
所以做弟兄的,
so for the brothers,
在公开的场合里面,
in the public area,
不要去羞辱自己的姐妹。
Don't put your wife to shame.
做弟兄的,
the brothers,
在公开的场合,
in a public display,
做姐妹也不要羞辱自己的姐妹,
and at the same time for the wife in a public place, don't put your husband
to shame. 做姐妹的也是一样,
same thing for the sisters,
在公开的场合里面,
in a public place,
也不要去羞辱自己的弟兄,
don't put your husband to shame.
因为你的弟兄面子挂不住的时候,
because when you make your husband lose face,
回到家里可能就像
when he goes back home, he'll be like a roaring lion.
到头来,
and at the end of the day, you are the one that will get bitten.
弟兄们,
but brother, also remember,
公开的场合羞辱姐妹,
if you shame your wife in a public place,
回到家里,
when you go back home, your wife will be like a tiger.
你没有伤到一条命,
if you don't lose your whole life, you will at least lose half of it.
所以呢, 在一般没有人的生活里面,
for the people that do not have the Lord,
我们都是这样,
we are just like them.
你让我下不了台,
if you give me a hard situation,
我就让你下台一鞠躬,
then I will also kick you off stage.
这就是我们属魂的一个反应,
and this is our soul life.
好像走到最后,
is that even though we can make it to the end,
就是要离婚,
we will get a divorce.
解决问题吗?
How do we solve this problem?
解决不了问题。
We cannot solve no problem.
我们看到这一位聪明的国王,
we see this wise king.
当他要让王后下台一鞠躬的时候,
when he asked for his wife,
他还特别的慎重问他旁边七位大臣,
he asked the seven trusted nobles around him.
问一位不够,
not just one,
还要问七位,
he asked all seven.
圣经里面说这七位的大臣都是明哲人来的,
and then in the Bible it describes these seven princes as wise prince.
其实这七位明哲人他们也不是不知道王的心,
and in fact I think these seven people knew what the king was thinking.
所以国王在这个时候想要做什么, 他们心里面自然有数,
so they already knew what the king wanted to do.
当然能够提供一个最佳的方案来给国王了,
and All they were there to do was to provide a way for the king to carry out his will.
箴言20章第5节就说到,
in Proverbs chapter 20 verse 5, it says,
人心怀藏谋略,
he said that when we have a crafty idea,
好像深水,
just like deep water,
唯明哲人才能摄影出来,
and only the wise one can draw out those ideas.
被国王给他们七位大臣的问题是什么?
So what did the king ask his seven trusted nobles?
王后瓦斯提, 不遵太监所传的王命,
he said,
照例应当怎么办呢?
He said, Queen Vashti has wronged not only the king, but also the prince. What are we to do?
弟兄姐妹,
brother and sisters,
你们的答案是什么?
What would be your answer?
我没有听到,
I couldn't hear you.
其实这七位大臣都非常的聪明。
In fact, these seven nobles, they knew exactly what to say.
不管你是组合派也好,
doesn't matter what group you belong to.
你是主战派也好,
maybe it doesn't matter if you're following the king or following the queen.
那这七位大臣呢,做起事来呢,都是非常的合理。
These seven people, they were logical.
所以呢,他们呢,推出明目干,
so now they gave this answer to the king's question.
非常非常的有理由,
by a very logical way.
第一个呢, 他就说到,
and first thing he says, so the queen disobeyed the king.
是得罪国王的行为,
according to the law, he has offended the king.
影响力呢,
and it would affect a lot more than we know of.
第二,
secondly,
国王呢已经用很好的态度邀请他来了。
Also, the king asked for the queen nicely.
结果呢，他还不来。
Yet the queen still refused to come.
传到你127省的妇人当中的时候，
when these words got out and spread to all the women of these 127 providence,
情况会更糟糕。
Then what would happen to those women?
此例不可长。
So that we cannot let this be an example.
第三，
thirdly,
最重要的是，
more importantly,
我们这些大臣都有这一群的贵妇团在那里，
is that all of us, all our nobles, we have our own wives.
如果国王， 如果呢，他们看到王后这样对国王，
if my wife see how the queen treated the king,
我们回到家我们怎么办？
And make an example of it, what am I to do?
为了保障我们的权益，
so that to protect my rights as a husband,
国王，你是对的，
king, you are right.
你如果看为美，
if you think it is right for you,
这个案子就这么定了,
let us make this a law.
把王后给废除了,
we will put the queen aside.
所以呢, 所有的妇人呢, 在家里面就会听他们先生的话,
we will take away the queenship from this queen so that all the ladies will know to listen.
先生有钱也好, 没钱也好, 都要听话,
doesn't matter if the husband is rich or poor, all the wives must obey.
都要敬重丈夫,
all must obey.
弟兄姊妹, 我再讲一次,
brothers and sisters, let me repeat this one more time.
这个是魂的生命。
This is the soul life.
如果我们不认识主, 我们都这样做。
If we don't know the Lord, this is how we are acting like.
因为正常的情形就是这么行。
Because this is how the world is like.
可是当我们认识主之后, 我们里面有生命有了改变。
But after we have met the Lord, our life is now changed.
我们不能这样做。
This, we cannot do like this.
到底谁在家中做主呢?
So let me ask you, who is the Lord in your house?
谁在家中做主呢?
Who is the Lord of your house?
所以呢, 如果我们读了刚刚的经文, 我们都知道标准的答案。
So after we read these verses, we should know the standard answer.
可是实际上呢, 每一个家庭都有自己的故事。
But in fact, I know that all families have their own stories.
那常常这些标准的答案就成为我们的参考答案。
Then this standard answer has become just an answer for reference.
合我意的时候可以。
If it is to my will, then right.
不合我意的时候对不起。
But if it is against my will, then I have a different answer.
所以很多的故事就在这个没有基督的家庭里面一直上演。
So these stories will keep on playing itself out in the home without the Lord.
丈夫在家中做主。
The husband wants to be the king.
基本上是一个正确的观念。
Yes, it may be the right thing to think.
魂的生命在那里做主的时候，
but it is when your soul that takes charge of your life,
常常都带出很多很恐怖的结果，
then it will carry out very, very horrible consequences.
在世界里面，
in this world,
有很多解决的方法，
there's a lot of ways to solve a problem.
所以妻子强， 先生强过妻子的时候，
so when the husband wants to overpower the wife,
妻子就委曲求全，
then the wife will be humbled and also bow down.
妻子强过先生的时候,
when the wife overpowered the husband,
先生息事宁人,
then the husband would just be quiet and let things go by.
家庭都还保得住,
then maybe through that, the family could still survive.
可是若不是这样,
but if it's not like that,
最后呢, 都是一样,
then at the end, they share the same ending.
先生妻子下台一鞠躬,
the husband and wife, they'll bow,
彼此说再见,
and say goodbye.
可是呢, 我们既然成为神的儿女,
but yet now we are children of God.
这里有一个生命是我们的生命,
now we have a new life.
这里有一个圣灵引导的生命在我们的里面,
we have a new life that is led by the Holy Spirit.
让我们做一个愿意顺从基督引带的人,
so let us be the people that be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
我不知道国王跟王后之前有没有许多的沟通的时间,
I don't know if the king and the queen has a lot of time to communicate.
可是我相信王后呢, 不愿意在闭幕典礼上被人看作一个商品,
but I believe that the queen does not want to just be a display in the closing ceremony.
好像只是一个花瓶一样被人摆在那里评论,
just like a beautiful scripture that is just being displayed.
所以呢, 当王印当前的时候,
so when the king gave his order,
他也觉得非常的不愿意,
this queen did not want to obey.
有再好的理由, 可能他都不愿意去,
even if any great reason, she does not want to obey.
可是呢, 有再多的理由都无法避免国王的生气,
but doesn't matter what type of reason she had, the king is going to be
offended. 因为我也不想太简单的解释, 就运用这个东西, 用到我们丈夫跟妻子的关系上,
so brother and sisters, I don't want to just simply apply this to a marriage.
可是呢, 我比较想诠释的呢, 是我们的生命, 到底拥有的生命是哪一种的生命?
But what I want to focus on is that the life that we live out, what type of life it is.
我们可以知道那种不听命不顺从的态度,
we know that the behavior of disobedience,
基本上呢, 就是一个魂生命跟一个圣灵的生命在那一个相争的一个情况之下,
it is that when your soul life and your spiritual life now has a conflict.
所以如果我们尊重我们自己的时候,
so if we want to go with our own self,
什么时候我们就再也不能够谈基督, 也再也不能够谈主,
it is at that time that we are refusing to Christ.
可是我们愿意把我们自己放下来的时候,
but when we're willing to deny our flesh,
基督才进得来,
then Christ will enter,
主的意见才进得来,
and then his will reveal.
所以一个负面的不顺从,
so in a negativity of disobeying,
常常带着一个藐视,
a lot of time it comes with belittling,
常常带着一个不悔改不接受的一个心态,
a despising, not want to be repentant.
更深一点的讲就是不明白神和人的一个良善的心意,
or if you go into a deeper, we're not wanting to understand God's good will.
所以呢, 这个也是我们从这一段的经文里面我们所看到的一点,
and this should be something that we should get from these verses.
有时候我们太多的时候, 让我们的魂生命超过基督的生命,
a lot of times we need our soul life take over.
所以那个平安那个喜乐就失去了,
so that is at that time that our peace and joy are taken away.
弟兄姊妹我们都是属基督的人吗?
So brothers and sisters, we belong to Christ.
虽然我们还活在世界上,
even though we live in this world,
可是呢, 主还是我们的主,
the Lord is our Lord.
我们岂不是已经把自己献给基督了吗?
Haven't we already gave ourselves to the Lord?
如果我们说我们是献给基督的人,
if you said that you have already offered yourself,
我们不就是那个义的奴仆吗?
Then now we are righteous. We are the righteous slaves.
所以我们不管我们是做弟兄也好, 我们做姐妹也好,
so it doesn't matter if you're a brother or if you're a sister.
顺从基督就是我们首先所应该做的,
obeying the Lord should be the first thing you do.
我们顺从基督, 我们就不会去体贴肉体,
and when we obey the Lord, then we will deny our flesh.
我们就不会让罪来做我们的主,
and we will not let sin take over our lives.
其实顺从的功课常常都是在这个 属肉体跟属灵的这样的一个忌讳里面在冲突的时候,
and in fact, when we get to learn the lessons of obedience is when we make a choice between our flesh and our spirit.
在这样的一个冲击之下我们才能够学习的,
it is during these conflicts that we learned.
所以呢, 许多的时候都是在问题我们没有想到的时候, 我们才知道说那个时候才是那个顺从的生命要发,
it is a lot of time, it is during the time of unexpected that you have to make that choice.
虽然有时候我们觉得说我们已经有了这样的生命,
sometimes you think that I have already have a great life.
可是神就借着一些的问题在那里让我们知道说我们这样的一个生命是要有一些操练的,
But then the Lord, it is through your life, He will give you some trials, so you have to make a choice.
可能我们常常觉得说, 啊, 好像有了, 实际上,
Sometimes you think that you already have it, but you actually don't.
所以在这个时候就是我们学习的时候,
it is that time that we have to learn.
常常让基督能够在我们的生命里面来掌权,
and let Christ take sovereignty in our life.
所以有一次宋尚杰博士呢, 他在出去外面, 他要去讲道, 要去服侍,
so at that time, a minister Song, he is going to give a ministry.
那路途非常的遥远,
and then it is a great long trip for him to make his destination.
所以呢,这个车子呢, 把这个四轮的汽车呢, 载他载到一半的时候, 跟他讲说, 啊, 先生,我这个车子不能够继续往前走。
So he was on a car, but then in the middle of the path, the driver said that this is my end.
这前面的路实在状况不好,我不要继续载你,你下车,你可以换别的车子去坐。
The path in front of us is too rough, my car cannot go through, you have to walk.
所以我们的弟兄就下车了,找了一个这个三轮车,人力的。
So it was a four-wheeled car. Now he find a tricycle to carry him through the rest of the way.
那骑一骑骑一骑呢,这个三轮车是靠人力,骑了10公里左右。
And through this tricycle, it was ridden by another driver after about 10 miles or so.
那这个车夫呢,跟这个我们弟兄讲就说,哎呀, 这个我力量也用尽了,你还是下车吧,我不能送你到达那个目的地。
And then the driver of the tricycle said that, I have used all my strength and I'm tired. You have to find another one to take you the rest of the way.
你看,我的车子也差不多快坏了,你还是下车吧。
Look at it. My tricycle is almost broken now. You have to find another ride.
所以呢,我们弟兄就下车,这时候找了一个板车夫,就是那个拖那个板独轮的,一边有木板,一个轮子,两边有木板,那个是比较早期的那种。
Okay, now the minister has to find someone who carry a cart and basically pull him through that cart.
他继续再带他前进,
to carry him the rest of the way.
让他自己坐在一边呢,行李放在一边,
and then he would sit on one side of the cart and put his luggage on the other side of the cart.
那这个车夫呢,一直往前走,因为一个轮子嘛,那路面又不平,所以呢,就震震震震震。
And then this person carrying the cart must carry him through the rough path, shaking, vibrating.
所以一面震呢,我们的弟兄还要跟这个车夫配合一起来摇晃, 为什么?因为要保持平衡,如果他不摇晃的话,可能他就被震下去。
To keep the balance on his cart, he must vibrate just as the cart goes through this rock.
所以呢,一面走一面走的时候呢,弟兄就在那里抱怨了。
So through his whole way, the brother is now complaining.
他说,主啊,我服侍你。
And he said, Lord, I'm serving you.
怎么样,你还把这个那么不好的路赏赐给我?
Why are you making me going through this rough path?
怎么不能让我就顺顺利利的到那个聚会的场地去服侍你就好?
Why don't you just give me a straight path so I could get to the place and preach?
结果呢?
And then,
主就回答他,
and then the Lord said this.
在环境好的时候,
during the good times,
你要学习顺服。
You have to learn to be obedient.
在环境不好的时候,
but it is during the bad times.
你也要学习顺服,
that you got to learn to be obedient.
不要没事就抱怨,
don't just complain.
学习,你要学习不怒不怨,
you have to learn to not be angry and not to complain.
凡事要学习感恩,
in all things, learn to be thankful.
因为你来服侍我,
because you come to serve me,
要用一个感恩的心态来服侍。
You have to serve with a heart of thanksgiving.
弟兄姐妹, 所以有一个顺服的心态在那里的时候,
so brothers and sisters, when we learn to be obedient,
一个人顺服主的时候,
when someone is disciplined,
便能够叫人得生命,
then this person can bring forth life.
一个人不愿意顺服的时候,
but when someone is not willing to obey,
就让自己让别人都落入到一个死亡的光景之中,
and not just you, but the people around you, you're bringing all of them to death.
所以有一位牧师,
so there's a minister.
他生病在医院里面,
he was really sick, he was in a hospital.
那在医病的时候呢, 同时间呢, 另外一个病人就进来,
and in his treatment, and other patients came in.
进来的时候呢, 这个病人就问这位牧师, 哎, 你的职业是什么?
And when this patient asked this person, what do you do?
那这牧师就告诉他说, 我是牧师,
and the minister said that I am a minister.
那这年轻人呢, 转眼就不理他,
and then the young man turned away and don't look at
him.
And he started just sleeping on his own bed. And he would refuse to talk to this minister anymore.
那一阵子之后,
And
after some time, this young person, he was in so much pain.
哎呀,痛,不行,牧师啊,
and then he said that, oh, I'm in so much pain, minister, why don't you just start praying for me?
And
then the minister came to him and prayed for him.
祷完告呢,
and then after the prayer, the nurse would come in and give him an injection.
那这年轻人呢,就也就舒服了,
and then this young man, no longer in pain, went to sleep.
那一夜呢,
and he slept through the whole night.
慢慢慢慢,
and then slowly the pain came back.
所以就在那里喊啊喊啊, 那牧师呢,
and then he started screaming again that the minister called over the nurse.
那他就跟护士讲说, 你再为他补一针吧。
And then told the nurse, why don't you give him another shot of the painkiller?
结果呢,这个护士呢,也不理这个牧师。
And then the nurse didn't do what the minister asked for.
所以这个年轻人就哀哀叫叫了一个晚上。
So this young man screaming in pain for the whole night.
到早晨呢,要进手术室的时候,
in the morning, before he went into the operation room,
真的痛得不行的时候, 这个年轻人又说, 牧师你为我祷告。
In so much pain, the young person asked the minister to pray for him again.
所以呢,这个牧师呢, 还是为他祷告,因为他是牧师嘛,不为他祷告,对不对?形象怎么挂得过去?
And then the minister prayed for him again, not because he wanted to, but he had to.
所以呢,牧师还是为他祝福,还是为他祷告。
So the minister still prayed and blessed this young man.
可是呢,当这个年轻人呢,手术回来之后,
but after the young man finished his surgery,
那一样,老毛病又犯,还是不理这个牧师。
And now that he is okay, he is ignoring the minister again.
弟兄姊妹,我们不知道什么时候才要找主。
Brothers and sisters, we don't know when we'll get to meet the Lord.
碰到困难的时候才来找主。
Is it only the time that when you're in trouble, you come to the Lord?
还是什么时候我们都应该来找主?
Or are you always with the Lord?
好像这个年轻人一样,痛苦的时候我们才来找他吗?
Just like this young man, when I'm in pain, I come to the Lord.
什么时候基督做我们的主?
Whenever the Lord is your Lord, when Christ is your Lord, whenever you let Christ take charge of your life, doesn't matter if it's at your schoolwork, at your work field,
在婚姻的过程里面,
in your marriage,
在家庭的生活里面,
in your family,
都是让基督做主。
Let Christ be your Lord.
我们要好好的经营, 我们要好好的建造。
Let us keep and build.
让基督的生命, 是的,已经在我们的里面了。
Yes, we already have the life of Christ.
只是我们要让它能够长出来。
But let it grow.
我们要让它能够让别人看见。
Let it be revealed to the others.
所以呢,我们在新生命班的时候, 我们在交通, 穆安德烈他所著作的这个新生命这本书的时候,
So in the class of New Life, the book by the brother Andrew Murphy,
就讲到就是说我们到底怎么样学习一个顺服的功课。
He talked about how we get to learn to be obedient.
所以我们的弟兄就跟我们交通到第一点就是叫做绝对的奉献。
So the brother says that the first thing is the absolute offering.
不要再问我是不是要顺服。
It's now no longer going to ask, should we be disciplined?
而是一味的顺服。
But it's that we know that we have to keep on being disciplined.
第二个呢,就是透过圣灵的
And secondly, it is through the Holy Spirit that we need to understand God's will. Or the heavenly things need to be led by the Holy Spirit. If we don't want the Lord, then we can just do things according to the world. But if we want the Lord, then we need to pray.
我们要知道对的事就照着去做。
The things that we know that are right, we have to do it.
因为顺从神是蒙福的道路。
Because the ones that are disciplined are blessed.
第四个就讲到在基督里面,我们就要有那样顺从的生命。
And fourth is that in Christ, we will receive the life of discipline.
弟兄姊妹,早晨在这里的交通,
this morning, our communication.
希望我们是一起学习。
I hope that we are learning this together.
让我们一起学习让基督做主。
Let us learn to let Christ be the Lord.
可能别人做得不好,没有关系。
If another person is not doing so great, it's okay.
可是呢,让我们一起学习。
But let us learn it.
他也需要你的扶持。
He needs your help.
你也需要他的扶持。
But so do you.
真的让基督在我们的生命里面做主掌权的时候,
When Christ takes charge in our lives,
我们的见证才能发生出来。
Then we now have testimonies.
好吧,我们再来唱诗歌。
Why not we sing songs?
458.
458.